Hi there. Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Fiore, and I'll be your guest for today's show. And today, I'll actually be doing the interviewing. I'll be interviewing Suzanne Oshima. And Suzanne is the life and love transformational coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And today, we're talking about the number one, and you have to make time for this, the number one way to meet a man if you're a busy woman. And who isn't a busy woman today? But before we do that, Suzanne, I'd love for you to share with the audience exactly who you serve and why.
Sure. I serve single women in midlife, and I help single women in midlife transform midlife into their best life and find love again in their next chapter. And it's something I'm so passionate about because I think we as single women, in midlife is sometimes we can think that it's too late for us. And I want all women to know that it's never too late. It's never too late to find love again in your next chapter.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we need that so much. But what's funny, in this day and age, even with all the technology and all the advances, it seems like as women, we're just busier and busier, certainly busier than when we were 20 or 30 years ago. We're busy with our jobs, running our households, trying to take good care of ourselves, trying to find a way to feel passion every day about daily life. But what I found is with all that, women in midlife really would prefer to meet a man organically rather than doing the online thing. Like, I don't do online dating, but is that really going to be the best way to meet the right man?
Well, Marjorie, first of all, you brought up so many, key points. Is we are so much much more busier than we were 20, 30 years ago. And it's funny because technology has meant to make our lives easier. I think it's actually made us so much more busier because everyone wants things now and get this done quickly and blah blah blah. But I do find that a lot of single women in midlife, of a certain age is sometimes I always hear them say, I grew up in the day and age when there wasn't online dating, so I just feel more comfortable meeting a man organically. And I get it. I get it, because it just seemed more natural to meet someone either through friends or family or going to an event or party. Or, Marjorie, when we were back in our 20s and 30s and when it was okay, we met people at work, right? Because that's where we spend a lot of our time, not our bosses, but, coworkers. So, it's a little different though now. Now with the advent of online dating, which has been around now for, oh my goodness, 30 years, 35 years, something like that, is now it's become the norm. It's overtaken organically. But I get it. Some women are like, well, I still prefer to meet men organically. But here's the thing. Let's first talk about what it means to meet a man organically in this day and age. Is you really have to think about, ladies, I really want you to get out a pen and paper or think in your head. If you were to meet a man organically today, is first of all, you have to think of the right place to go to. We're in midlife. I don't know about you ladies, but going to a bar is not where most women in midlife want to find themselves to meet a man like we did in our 20s and 30s. So you're going to have to think of events where more men are, or going to parties or singles events. So that's the first thing. You have to think about the right place to go to. The second thing that you need to think about once you figure out what that is, if you have to search out the room and find one man at least that you're interested in, right? That you find either appealing, attractive, or something about him that makes you feel like you want to meet him and get to know him.
That
So
isn't
that,
married.
yeah, exactly. And when you're doing this organically, you don't know, right? The third part is now that you've scoped him out in a room, is now you have to initiate a conversation if he hasn't already. And usually when I say that to women is, okay, go up and talk to him. They're like a deer in the headlights, like, what? No, he has to approach me. But what if he hasn't noticed you and you don't want to miss this opportunity, right? You only get one chance. So it's important to think about, okay, so if I were to initiate a conversation, and if you're shy, this can be more daunting,
Right. Even
right?
if you're not shy, it can be, I mean, I just think about like when I like to go to seminars and I'm really, I mean, I'm not an introvert, but I'm not an extrovert. And like how many times when you're in a setting like that, where you're all there for the same reason and you still don't put yourself out there and go up and initiate conversations just to make friends and business acquaintances or whatever the same topic that you're into. I mean, it's a lot to be on and put yourself out there. And it's easy to say you'll do it, but then you have other factors like maybe you did make eye contact, but he's with somebody that's really chatting up his ear the whole night and you just didn't have a chance to go over, or you're with friends that are kind of like, you know, redirecting your attention. There could be lots of things going on to make that not even really be possible organically.
Yeah, and it for a shy woman, it can be cause a lot of anxiety to just walk up to a man and start talking to him. But the last part that I think a lot of people don't think about in meeting a man organically is that you don't know a lot about him. You don't know his age, you don't know what he does for a living, you don't know where he lives, you don't know if he has your must-haves or deal breakers. And so there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of question marks in your head when you meet someone organically. And like you said, you don't know if he's in a relationship, not in a relationship, or whatever it is. And so while it theoretically speaking, we as women in midlife think it sounds better to meet someone organically, the truth is that meeting someone through online dating is actually a smarter and a faster way to meet someone if you're a busy woman, especially if you're a busy woman. You know?
And I think it's safer.
And Marjorie, I would love for you to share why you think that is, because a lot of people don't think that is.
Well, I think that I'm going to use the wrong words. You can correct me. It's kind of like, well, besides, I do think it's safer, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but I think that the benefits are, even if we're not busy, like, who wants to. It's a numbers game, but who wants to like try, like what are your percentages of if you said, okay, I'm gonna go to that hot dance spot next Friday. I'm gonna put myself, which I would never go to normally, like it's
Yep.
out of my comfort zone. I could have fun, but you know, there's so many things that could happen, and you don't even know if the person is married, like you said, what they do for a living, if they're even a decent person, maybe they're there all the time. I mean, all these other things, and I feel like you can feel if you vibe with somebody really in a few seconds. I mean, definitely the no is right away. In other words, oh, that's kind of interesting. Or you just get to, it helps you too. It's like you're more in a safe environment. You don't have to contact them again. Or I don't even really, I've never done online dating. I mean, yes, I did twice, but it was a long time ago. So I don't think it's as involved as it is now, or maybe I'm saying that wrong, but my point is, you don't, there's no like bad feelings, and you're gonna run into the grocery store because you can just like not talk to them again and move on. It's like a
Yeah.
pre-audition, I think. I think it's like a pre-audition is what I put down.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
I
and
did.
you know, it's if you think of it like you're a casting director,
That's what I
right?
mean. Yeah, you're kind of like this. Yeah,
Yeah, and
exactly.
these are their profile sheets online, and you're getting so much information up front. You not only have their photo, you have information about their age, what they do for a living, where they live, and you get the basic information so that you can figure out up front, is this a good fit? That's number one. Obviously, if you connect emotionally in conversation, that's it's the second part. But you want to find out the basics up front so that you don't waste time. Like a lot of women will tell me, you know, I won't date a smoker, or
Right.
I.
You can have your non-negotiables is what I'm saying. And it's like we want to have an open mind, but we are also absolutely allowed to have boundaries and guidelines. And like I want to date somebody who does some kind of activity outside. So if I see they even hike or bike or whatever, they'll want to do fun stuff outside. You know, and like you
Yeah.
said, I wouldn't date a smoker. I just wouldn't. I'm not going to try to make him stop smoking. That's a boundary for me. But how are you going to figure that out when you go to a bar and maybe you connect with somebody who's not smoking that night? You know, it's like it just kind of like it's like you said, it's like an audition, and we're adults, and they're probably doing the same thing to you. That's why you're on there.
Yeah. And this is the beautiful thing about for busy women is, remember I talked about how technology has made everything move faster? Well, this is one of the ways it makes everything move faster. So if you're busy, take advantage of this way that's now the norm. You could do it from the comfort of your home in your pajamas in bed. You don't have to get dressed up and go to a place to figure this out. You could do it at home, sitting in your sofa, sitting in your bed, and you can find out a lot of this info up front. And then if it looks good, obviously we don't know if he's a real match, is then you can start a conversation. And
And
then
I think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
before you meet them in person, right?
And I think that if you look at the big picture, if you were on an online dating site, and I don't care how confident you are, it's a little bit vulnerable. Like you have to set up your profile, you have to do all this stuff, and you have to try to figure out your best qualities and like how do I want to come across? I mean, you definitely could speak more to that, but you're on there for the same goal, is my point. So that already narrows down the population. These are people who are looking to find other people to connect with, right? 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it's you have the same goal. So it already kind of filters people into the same pool that have the same goal, which is that alone is the bonus.
Exactly. So, online dating actually shortens a lot of the upfront work that you would have to do. Like, if you met a man organically, you may not find out this information, 3 to 5 to 10 dates down the road, because it depends on what the conversations that you guys have and how deeply you get to know them. But like I said, you can find out a lot of this information through online dating. You and then move it to a phone call, and maybe move it to a virtual date if you prefer, before you meet in person. And then if you decide, halfway through, after maybe a conversation on the phone, that he's not for you, you didn't waste time putting on your makeup, doing your hair,
That's
putting
what
on
I
a cute
wrote.
outfit.
You can't see that. When we first said that, I put the reason I think it's better than organically, I put beauty for the beauty of the system, safety, and to not waste time. Because I don't, even if you're not busy, this is a matter of the heart. Like you said, it kind of does the pre-work or however you worded it. It does all that. So it's definitely a boost if you are busy because then you don't want to spend your one spare night trying to go to the local bar to meet somebody who's not really going to have your interest anyways. But it's tough to, and you can say, well, I'm going to find somebody who has interests that I like. So I like to play tennis. I'm going to go and try. That's even hard. But this already kind of narrows down. I think of like a filter. It's got filtered most of the people, and now it's like here's all the people that are looking for another person to meet, have fun with, hopefully have a relationship with. But that's what I put, that it's beauty, safety, and it doesn't waste time for anybody.
Exactly. Because the one thing, ladies, we can't buy more of is time in our lives. So don't waste it on the wrong things.
Good points. Oh, this was a good one. Is there anything else you need to add before we wrap this one
Now
up today?
that, ladies, like I said, don't waste time, and use your time wisely. Online dating works if you have the right profile.
I think that's a tip. I think you should write that one down. Okay, everybody. Another great way to use your time would be to sign up for Suzanne's free online masterclass. I think today's episode was just a snippet of things that she covers in The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. Her masterclass is called The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. Suzanne, can you tell us more about it and how they can register for it?
Sure. So it's a free online masterclass, and I will share with you the number one way to meet a quality man. I'm also going to share with you the real reason why you're not meeting any quality men online. And ladies, I know what you're thinking, that it's a site. It's not the site. Trust me, there's something else going on, and it has to do with your profile. Hint, hint. And so I'm going to
Ooh.
tell you the secret formula on how to turn it around so that you can meet quality men online. And trust me, this works. It's worked for my clients. So the way to sign up for the masterclass, you could click right here on the video, or if you're listening to the podcast, just go to yournextamazingstory.com and you can sign up right at the top of the page.
Great. Okay, thanks everyone for joining us today on the It's Never Too Late show. The show is available in both video and podcast format, and it can be found at the same website, yournextamazingstory.com, where you can get registered for the online masterclass. Okay, take care.